Soko izika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olambulela kuStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 23 kuMabasa 2023 muKipstube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Amabizo asekhona e-voting committee bazeka bakasebenzisa ukubona ukuthi yibo yini abantu abafanele abangasiyela njengebandla.
Abakubandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change baqhubekela phambili bedinga abazancedisa ukhetho oluzayo.
Sibona thina kuma-elections la zasukubuya ngibe sizimisele simelele i-opposition uma ingabi ikhona. Ngisho ukuthi uma ingabi khona ngoba asiyiboni ku-ground.
Ibandla le-ZANU-PF lisanda kugqiba ukhetho lwama-primaries lithi selidinga amavoti kuZulu. Amapolisa adinga ngamahlwabomvu indoda ebulele wesifazana kobulawayo. Sanethulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha nezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizoziswa kulo msakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi liqhubekela phambili lidinga abazalimela kukhetho olukhulu oluzakwenziwa eZimbabwe lonyaka. Unkosazana Ellen Shiria Denga obona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC uthi luqhubeka kahle uhlelo lu-consensus candidate selection process.
Uhlelo lethu luhamba kuhle sibili khathesi sesiqedisa uhlelo olwe-vetting njengoba sazi ukuthi kuviki ephelileyo abantu basubmitha ama-CVs abo befila le-form eye-vetting. So khathesi yiluhlelo esinazo ukuzisisa abantu abasubmithileyo ama-CVs abo sibavesa sibone ukuthi babantu abafaneleyo yini nganye imithetho leyo esiyihleleyo njengebandla. So okuzayenzakalayo ukuthi kwinsukwana ezilandelayo sabese sibakwazi ukuthi ngobani abavetiweyo bafunele sizakuya kuluhlelo olulandelayo olwama-Citizen Caucuses.
Ye, siyawuzwa kakhulu, siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakulabantu abayi 30,000 ababedinga ukuthi bangene kukhetho lwamakhansila. Sebebangaki khona manje?
Angabi lolwazi layo ngoba uhlelo lwe-vetting lwenziwa yi-committee ye-vetting. Abantu aba-independent kuhlelo lelo. So yibo abazasiqayisayisa ukuthi bangaki abantu abavetiweyo.
Ye, nxa sesikhangela njalo, ye, kuthiwa-ke kulezi indawo lapho kungatholakali khona abantu. Kambe kunjalo kumbe lokhu nje ikukhuluma nje?
Akula ndawo lapha esingathi sethulekile ukuthola abantu. Ade kusenzakala ukuthi kule langa salihlelayo ukuthi abantu bafinyelele esigabeni besiyaveta. Abanye besileka ukuhamba ezigabeni zonalezi ngendaba zokuthi ezithize ukuthi indawo zangikhona zikhatshana kungumango and njalo le communication ayifikanga ngesikhathi. Yikho nje bapostpona abanye balande bayenze kwinsukana ezintathu kumbe ezine ezidlulileyo. So akula ndawo okungathi asisele abantu konke indawo bafinyelele nalapho esesileka ukufinyelela ngezizathu ezithize kufinyelele baveta abantu. Njengoba libona for example ikharida bavetile kuthanye ngoba umbiko awuphezulu ukufika. So konke uhamba ngemfanelo. Amabizo asekhona e-voting committee bazeka bakasebenzisa ukubona ukuthi yibo yini abantu abafanele abangasiyela njengebandla.
Unkosazana Ellen Shiria Denga ubona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC ubexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Kusenjalo abakubandla le-ZANU-PF bathi sebengena kuZulu ngamandla okwenzela ukuba bathole amavoti amaningi kukhetho oluzayo. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leli.
Sibona thina kuma-elections la zasukubuya ngibe sizimisele simelele i-opposition uma ingabi ikhona. Ngisho ukuthi uma ingabi khona ngoba asiyiboni ku-ground. Okuyibona thina njengebandla le-ZANU-PF abethu abantu sebezimisele ukuthi sivote, sibisele umongameli welizwe, sibisele ama-MPs ethu, sibisele njalo singenise njalo ama-councillors ethu angabe khona futhi njalo amasha.
Ye, kodwa siyabona ukuthi loba kunjalo baba Nkomo kulabanye abakhononayo bathi khonoko-ke okwenziweyo
ama primaries wana izonga kuhle njengoba umunye sethizo ukuthi hayi mana wena akumela ungene yacine la sithi hayi lami sengimile konoko ke akusizo kulilima zeyini
abangabe bekhuluma njalo ngabengekho kubanda lezamtif abangabe labo kade bethandele kwaba abakhawulelayo kodwa thina kubanda lezamtif la makandidates ethu wonke omabili langendlela okhulunywe ngayo kube lezizathu zokuthi ubone ishe ukubona ishe lawo ubona ishe ngakho kwaba indlela zokuthi omunye wavuma wasibhalela incwadi ukuthi hayi asemsekela ngilowo omunye okhona so obviously i-opposition yona yabikade kukhaleke layo ngezinye indlela labanye labo abakade bekukhale ngezinye indlela kodwa kubanda lezamtif thina sikukhaleleyo ukuthi hayi osengivunyelwe ngokusengivunyelwe abantu sebebambene ibanga sebebambene njengebandla akulo kunye abantu abakusolayo nangoku aba lokukhonona lapha nalaphana kodwa iqinto elikhona ukuthi sesingena njengabantu banye njengebandla linye sikhankansela upresident sikhankansela ama-MPs sikhankansela ama-councillors okukhononako kwabantu bangabe ukhonona nabo kwene zabo izizathu kodwa ezingeke zisebenze ezisebenzayo yizonezo ezokuthi khona ahlelwe ngama-candidates yibobo labo abakhona
ye kodwa lizalinqoba njani abantu phela bathi abasuthiseki ngokunye okwenzekala ezimbabwe kule nto eziningi kakhulu okunye indlala okunye njalo bathi phela izimbabwe idola layo lalisela mandla ngitsho kancane ngakho badla iingqiqo zomlomo ungathini ngakhona
ukunqoba sizanqoba bavethi vele sinqoba isikhathi sonke yabona into eqhinywa ngabantu ayiqalisi namhlanje ukuthi abantu babuthelele okubi ngebandla elabe libuswa wonke umuntu uyaqhuma akufunayo aqambe lokhu nalokuyana naloyo nalokuyana ngoba kunjalo nje ngasingachala ngendlala ocathele ukuthi ilizwe lilime siyabona thina ukuthi uhulumende uyaphathisa abantu ukuthi balime imidlala kwesi sikhathi iyanqobeka nalapho kuyabe kunendlela khona uhulumende akulamuntu oseke wafa ezimbabwe bulayo indlala
umnumzana Malaki Nkomo ukubandla le-ZANU-P F sixoxe layo esinye insiza esabelweni seMatabeleland South. Kulowesifazana ogwazwe yindoda esidingwa ngamehlo abomvu ngamapholisa kobulawayo. Amapholisa athi umnumzana Pascal Dube ugwaze u-Akholini Sadziwa kaninginengi emzimbeni wamkanda ngelitshe wabaleka. Isikhulumeli samapholisa kobulawa uChief Inspector Abednego Ncube ukhuluma ngodaba lolu.
Amapholisa kobulawayo sidinga usizo kuZulu ongasiphathisa ukuthi sithole uPascal Dube oleminyaka engamashumi amane nantathu obehlala kunumber 31 Greystock Road eMorningside. Simdinga ngecala lokubulala owesifazana Akhwelini Sadziwa obeleminyaka engamashumi amathathu lanhlanu bebehlala bonke eMorningside. Ukhanya emgwazile kaninginingi emzimbeni wabuye wamtshaya langelitshe kulandela ukungezwani ngezizathu ezingakatholakali ukuthi kuba yini. Abantu abangaba lolwazi ukuthi uPascal Dube lo engabe engaphi lingazi samapholisa aseduzane lani. Kanti ke siyaxwayisa uZulu ukuthi singathathi umthetho siwufake ezandleni, siyekeleni indaba zokuhlukuluzana ezindlini. Alubani singazwisisani kumbe sokulamaphutha avelileyo, asizameni ukuthola abantu abaseduzane. Silabadala besigaba, silezinkonzo, silamapholisa e-Community Relations and Liaison Office, le-Victim Friendly Unit, silama non-governmental organizations, baningi nje abantu abangasisiza ukuthi basixazulele udaba lwabalusihlupha.
Lo nguChief Inspector Abednego Ncube ubekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Singangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba ibutho lakwale Melika selihlenge abadabuka kulelo lizwe ababalekela impi yomvukela kule Sudan. Kubikwa ukuba abahlengwe kulelo lizwe ngabasebenza esigodlweni seMelika kule Sudan labanye. Wokhokela ibutho lakwale Sudan uGeneral Abdel Fattah Burhan wethule umbiko izolo othi kuzancedisa abadabuka kwele Melika eBritane, France labanye amazwe ukuba behlenge izizalwane zawo elizweni leli. Leli Russia selidinga abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane 400,000 abangangena kubuto bekulwa empini yalizwe leli lele Ukraine. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. So isikhathi sezamasiko.
uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke sixoxa ngesiphala senkosi lenduna uDakamela. Siluqale ngeviki ephelileyo udaba lolu, siyaqhubeka njalo namhlanje sixoxa ngesiphala senkosi. Ake sizwe okunye okuningi ngesiphala senkosi.
Kalethu sigaba sonke sithi cwi endaweni yewani silime sivune senze iprocedure sezigcinini. Then into leyi ibingathi ayikho effective. Abakuthakazelelayo yilaba aba-part of it, yilaba abaqhubeka be-contributor despite the circumstances ezingabe zikhona. So silabo abantu who are contributing immensely, abanye bathi bekhiphe times two, abanye bathi bekhiphele i-3 years, but we have the other half of the people abanye vele abangafisiyo ukubona into iphumelela, kumbe abanye vele abale mindset angazi ukuthi ngiyafaka ngithini. Who don't want to contribute. Abafuna ukwamukela kuphela. So angeke ngithi abantu bonke bayakuthakazelela, but iningi labo bayakuthakazelela, kodwa not wonke umuntu uyakuthakazelela. Ekusebenzeni ke khona, into leyi I can't say I'm serious. But in ngokubona kwami, the reason why I'm still on it, the reason why I won't drop it now, it's because we've managed to build into yaphela through Isiphala Senkosi. Without our extensional contribution, we have managed to build that. Through Isiphala Senkosi, we have managed to raise Isibaya Senkosi. Through Isiphala Senkosi, we have managed to get a 6.5-ton truck. Through Isiphala Senkosi, we've managed to buy imota yethu esibizwa ngokuthi ambulance. But these things zonke, they complement each other. So Isiphala Senkosi then becomes broad. If it change, I sabi yiloko esikuthi thina ngamakele kuphela, ayisabi ngumumo. Because futhi through Isiphala Senkosi, we bought izigayi ezimbili. Where we are saying umuntu uyakwazi ukuyagayisa ngamakele akhe kumbe ngemali. What is the reason behind that, yes, guy? Because we have half of the population abangafuniyo ukontribute. So if guy lesiyana, we then take i-responsibility yabantu bona labana, ifide yona into in Isiphala Senkosi. And then amakele akhona ahlale khona nxa sokuyindlala abantu babakhona. So one of the towns esibhekisa ngalokho ziphume esigayweni esathenga Isiphala Senkosi. So if you ask me the question ukuthi is it working, I would say yes. Kulomunye umuntu wakwathi it all falls and rises with leadership. The lift that we get as leadership from abantu, not for our own consumption, but for their consumption. Ngingathi mina if leadership ingaba visionary, because I am a great believer ukuthi ileader should be a visionary leader. Ileader akumelanga ibe short-sighted.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu ke Nduna Dakamela. Ungathinelwa kusasa Nduna, sibonge kakhulu ba.
Siyabonga.
Sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Uhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi.
Sesibuyisihlana njalo ngosuku lwanamhlanje, sibonga uNkulunkulu kundana zonke esikhona. Asimbongeni simdumise uNkulunkulu. Namhlanje ke sizabuyela njalo elizwini lethu leliyana esibuye salifunda ngesikhathi sisehlukana, elitholakala kuLuka chapter 24 verse lika 36. Abanye inceka zange bezwe babengekho, kahle ngiphinde kufundeka kanje. Bayisakhuluma lokho yena uqobo wemaphakathi wabo wathi kubo, ukuthula makube inina Okay, sigeza kuma emndeni ukuthi abantu abazama ukugcina ukuthula emizini yabo. Namhlanje mfuna ke sikhane indawo ehlezibuzo ezigodini beziqintini kanye lelizwe lakithi. Ukuthi kanibe uJesu kakhuluma kithi namhlanje nxa esithi ukuthula akube kithi. Ezigodini esihlala kuzo kakula kuthula yikufica abantu behlalisana izinkundla kumbe lokuthiwa ngamadale bezama ukuxakulula lokucazulula inkinga eziyabe zivelile. Ungabona abantu sebehudulelana enkantolo, emthethweni, enkundleni, kutsho ukuthi ukuthula thize sekuphambanisekile. Bakhona abanye abantu abavele ukuthula kabakufuni ezigodini labesihlala khona. Kambe umuntu nxa ehlezi phakathi kwesigaba aphuma ukuba libhoxongwane. Abanye siyazi ukuthi ngezandla zabo zinde bayantshontsha imfuyo yabanye abantu, bayalwa batshayane labanye abantu, abanye ngabagqekezayo. Singababona benjalo labo bantu, ayisikuthi uphongo wathutsha nje ukuthi enze leso senzo esingalunganga. Kuyikuthi ngaphakathi kwakhe kalakho ukuthula, ngumuntu nje ophehla ungahlaliseki kwabantu. Isigaba ngesigaba silabo abantu abangafuni ukuthula, izidlakela ezikholisa ukubona abantu bethukile izikhathi zonke. Elizweni lakithi siyabazi bakhona abanye abangelanhloni abangafuni ukuthula, abafisa ukubana ngayizinto zihamba ngentando yabo bona bodwa. Kanti hayi, uNkulunkulu wadala lo lalowo amdalayo wamnika ukubana umuntu akhethe abone ngeso abona ngalo. Nampa abantu abanye ukuthula kabakufuni, kanti-ke bakhona abafisa ukuzihlalela ngokuthula kungaxatshwana kungelangxabano. UJesu uthi ukuthula makube kini, ukakhethi ukuthi ngubani, kanandaba ukuthi ngubani, lokuthi ibizo lakho linjani, umbunjani, umbuyini. Uthi kakube lokuthula, ikakhulu laba abaphethe abantu yibo okumele babonise ukuthula. Into yayidabukise idanise yikuthi bonabo okukhandelwe kubo ubana yibo abaphethe abantu eziqintini, ezigodini, ngitshola kulo ilizwe. Yibo abaphehla ukuswelakala kokuthula. Nxa umuntu ezathatha ulutho alubanje alubanjisiweyo isizwe ubana alugcine, yena ayeluchaphaza, aluntshontshe, akhukhumale, anone yedwa, abanye abantu becaka ukusa kwamalanga, akulethi ukuthula khona lokhu. Asikunanzeleleni ukuthi abantu bakamlimi bafisa ukuthi bakhokhelwe bahlale kulokuthula. Asikhulekeni, sikhulekela ilizwe lake Jehova, sicela ukuthula. Labo abaphehla umsindo bacolelane lezidalwa zakho ezifuna ukuthula ngoJesu. Ngiyakhuleka, amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo Vuselela Umoya silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungamile Nkomo, ungathinela kusasa. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leDynamos linqotshwe ngelebulawa Chiefs 3-2 emdlalweni wePremier Soccer League odlalwe namuhla. Nansi impumela eminye imidlalo efanayo: Chisholm 1, Simbabwe 1, Chicken Inn 0, Capes United 0. Kusenjalo, uNdumiso Vundla wayengumgadli weqembu leHighlanders uthi uthole nzima ngomkhuhlane wamehlo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
UVundla obesaziwa ngegama lokusoma elithi Tsuro usele minyaka edlula elitshumi etholakale ukuba ulomkhuhlane wamehlo oweglaucoma.
Ya, yeah, eyesight problem lay. It all started in early 2010. By then I was based in South Africa. When it really started, angunanzelelanga. But it was just one day nje phela ngathi semsebenzini. I realized ukuthi no, ungani mboni what you call inkungu. But it was hot ukuthi imist ngeke ibe khona. So I asked some of the guys, what's happening? Because ngani mboni inkungu. Yabona, and they tell saying, no, it's all clear skies. So he collaborated with my alarm bells. No, something wrong. So that's when I started running around in Zamuti, in CK, there was any medical attention. I think one of my I'm a specialist. I was diagnosed with
electrical. Usupolo amesolo luta leguwa chiyom sebenzi wukuba lisa ewenza kona ali South Africa. Watuna ya sebenza ima hoteli ndasenda wenzo uzilela kutuwa lako. Wapele luangu sebenzi mwabaya ngasapo ni kuhle. Utuna ya penduga eka alapa fiyo wa shinzo wa elinye ili ufwe wale nzalaba ngonywana.
What really happens is one eye, this right one, is totally blind. Then le ega left, uti nganganzi operation, natolo wenzi operation in 2010, lawe eye clinic. But le, there's light. Ngoba ngendlela ele operator nga I can see ama movement images. Uthi like umuntu nga engahamba nayo umuntu ka already lo umuntu le imota but ama details akho abe khona ukuthi ngibe kwazi ukuthi okay i face kabani le no i color ukho kanjani ngabe le imota imuvile but i color bani what kind of a car is it imota ya window kodwa ngani kujabe nje ya uthi like ama images we can differentiate ukuthi ano lapana kunje but ama details akho nayo angasekorile
uvundla usephila ngokuthengisa izinto ezijeneyo edolobheni lakobulawayo njalo uthi ulesifiso sokufuya inkukhu ukuze anakekele imuli yakhe.
It's something really enhlala ngiyifisa, you know, enhlala ngiyifisa ukuthi yazi nxa ungathola just one or two because at the moment ngiyathengisa etown lomsika, you know, ngiyabefisa ukuba nama projects, you know, poultry projects lawe here and there just to keep me going njengomuntu olemuli and stuff. Izinto ngiyabe ngisikhangelele zona lezo ukuthi no, if you can get people who can reach out, then you can also be empowered. I'll be very grateful. My number is 0774-907-874.
Uqale ukudlala ibhola ezikolo lezi njalo uqale ukudlalela iqembu la Highlanders ngo-1998 efunda esikolo sePlumtree High. Ube ingxenye yeqembu la Highlanders eliphakamise isicoco seligi kusizini ka-1998-99 kanye lango-2000. Uchiye udlala ngo-2001 esisiya ekolijini eliqeqesha ababalisi eleHillside College waze waphenduka ebholeni ngo-2003 esedlalela iqembu leWange ngemva kokuthola indawo yokufundisa kulelo dolobho. Uthi ulesifiso esokubuyela efundisa njalo eminyakeni edluleyo wenze izifundo ezokufundisa abantwana abakhubazekileyo. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba, lezifiso zekusasa enhle, kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Sike sizwe ezomculo.
Baba no mama.
Yebo, salibonani lonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele njoba nise isakazweni omkhulu kangaka eStudio 7. Ye, uJayz Marabini lo. Ngethule umbiko omuhle kakhulu ukuthi khona thina njengeband, mina leband yami siya eHarare, lapho siyabe sikhona siyathokozisa abalandeli bethu abaningi kakhulu abaseHarare abasithandayo. Njalo sipromota i-album yethu entsha le ethi Xola, njalo ukuthi sihlangane labantu khona basazi kangcono lo msebenzi wethu, bawazi kangcono engikwenza. So ngakho ke asi amalungiselelo asezingeni eliphezulu kakhulu njengamanje. Ibandi si-ready, everything is ready and and lama venues ngale people are expecting us, and it's good that for abantu abaningi they inquire about us coming to Harare. So futhi isikhangelele ukuthi khona kube kuhle kakhulu ikakhulu kusukela mhla ka 28 siya bese e Theatre and the Park sukela lapha siye Ruwa siye Bar Road lapha siya bese chapa khona la kwezinye indawo nje kuyabe kumnandi kakhulu. Kakhulu khona ukuthi senele sithethi ya Harare ku-Capital City ngoba esikhathi esiningi abaculi abase Harare ababuya ngapha eMathebeleni. That is funthi ke siyebona khona ukuthi kathi khona kunjani eHarare. So ngakho ke siyakhona, we are very excited, sijabule kakhulu njengeband, we are really ready for it. Sibanikeza umculo olohlonzi olomehluko futhi esingathi khona original ngesikhiwa esiyabanikeza khona. So yeah, so thina sidlala umculo esizenzela wona le band ongaka ukuthi khona abantu bakhangilele endaweni ukuthi khona kuzaba mnandi kakhulu.
Ungabokhala wena yelele umdali wakho uzongobe thula thula sizwe uthula sizwe ungabokhala wena.
Ngiyajabula ukuthi ngithole leli thuba kakhulu ukuthi ngikhulume labantu bonke nje emhlabeni wonke, ngibazisa ngomsebenzi engiwenzayo sile album yethu. Njalo siyatholakala kubo Facebook, siyatholakala kubo Instagram, siyatholakala kuzo zonke indawo nje kubo YouTube, abantu ababona imisebenzi kaJazz Marabini ayenzayo endaweni ezijeneyo. So ngiyalithanda lonke bantu. Awu awu awu, kwazi kwamnandi ukuba semsakazweni omkhulu kangaka. Jazz Marabini one time.
JJZ uthi ke ungalahli themba. Siyabonga kakhulu ke JJ kolapho ke usiqhubela uhlelo lwethu namhlanje. Singakavaleli silapha sesihlangene ebezikhokhela. Abakubandla eliphikisayo le-Citizen Scholarships for Change baqhubekela phambili bedinga abazancintisa ukhetho oluzayo. Ibandla le-ZANU-PF elisanda kugqiba ukhetho lwama-primaries lithi selidinga amavoti kuZulu. Amapolisa adinga amehlo abomvu indoda ebulele kwesifazana kobulawayo. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje. olivalisa umthembo sithemba uKeith Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.